We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the season is in full swing. Action is still unfolding, so you need to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and college sports. Now's the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet, they cover you with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders are back. To follow up our Ask Ross segment, shouldn't be a surprise to you guys. We occasionally do a dual question when two questioners ask the same, essentially the same question. Today, we had six questions about the offensive line, none of them complimentary. Out of that group, we thought Brad from Dearborn Heights did the best job in presenting that question. So, Brad, I will be contacting you shortly about getting yourself this great Labatt blue shirt. Fantastic shirt. All right, guys, it is time to turn the page officially. It's Maryland week. We get to talk about the Terrapins. And off the air, I stuck myself out and said, guys, I will take the challenge. I will announce the quarterback for Maryland's name. Hold on. It's Talia Tagovailoa. How is that, fellas?
We're going to go with it now. We're going to try and stay consistent. So there we go. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a Keystone Sports Network decision. Officially, going forward, we will refer to him as Tua's brother. He had, Bob, a big game against Minnesota last week in their upset. They put up a lot of points. He was 26 of 35, 394 yards, three touchdowns. Should Penn State fans be concerned about this guy?
Maybe just a little bit, but I know this is a Penn State podcast, obviously, guys, but it is unbelievable how badly Minnesota is playing on defense. You know, this Maryland offense didn't do very much against Northwestern. When the line opened on this game, and I saw it, I think it opened around 21 or 22 and immediately jumped to 25. I forgot who Penn State was playing this week. I'm like, I don't know how you can say Penn State's favored by 25 in the Big Ten over anyone. But then the more I remembered the recent history of the Maryland series, it's probably not that far off. Only because, man, the last 4 years, guys, Maryland has just gotten wiped out. 20 points total in the last four meetings for Maryland. And, you know, everyone's going to remember the 59-0 game last year in College Park on a Friday, but the three games before that, they couldn't do anything either. Yes, every year is different, but boy, I think that you shouldn't lose sight of how badly they struggled in week one, where Tua's little brother threw three interceptions, couldn't do much against Northwestern. I have to think if Penn State would, I think they're going to bounce back in a very big way. I'm not going to be a believer in this Maryland team until I see them do something consistently well against a team like Penn State. I know that a couple years ago they almost beat Ohio State, but for whatever reason, Penn State matches up really well with them, and they've always, always had them under their thumb.
Well, Bob, I'm not sure what it opened at. When I first looked at our DraftKings spread, I saw it at 26.5 points, and I think that was either Sunday evening or Monday morning. Since then, I've seen it drop to 24.5 again on our DraftKings spread. I was actually very surprised. I often, you know, going into a game week, I project in my head what I think the spread would be. I was pretty good with the Ohio State game. I predicted 12 points, and it ended up around that.
Sure.
Andy, for this one, I was thinking probably a 2-touchdown, a 13-14 point spread. And when you and I discussed this, you were not surprised at all with this big a number. Andy, you need to turn your mute button off, Andy, when you go to talk.
Oh, I need to turn my mute button off.
I know it's a highly technical thing, Andy, but yes, that little button that you hit to mute, you got to unmute it to chat. So go ahead.
So you have to press it to chat, right?
When you mute, it doesn't automatically unmute because it's supposed to keep you keep quiet when you're talking. So you have to hit it again, Andy.
Thank you, Jim. don't forget to tip your waitresses on the way out after you're done, ladies and gentlemen. What was I answering? Oh, about Maryland's defense and how terrible they are. It is that their run defense is awful. Their overall defense is just awful. I mean, they gave up 40 plus points in both games. They give up, you know, they've given up over 600 rushing yards. That's why the spread's 25. I mean, they can't stop anybody. You know, Tua's younger brother brought them back from 17 points down in the fourth quarter to force overtime. And then that's the first time in Maryland football history that they were down 17 or more points in the fourth quarter and came back and won the football game. That was the 72nd time that happened. That Maryland football team was trailing by 17 or more points. They were 0-71, so it's like lightning in a bottle. The core of the game is Penn State's defense has struggled a bit in spots and got a little exposed by a really good quarterback in Justin Fields, but they played decent against Maryland. Against Indiana. The line is based on one team can't stop the other team and one team has a little bit of chops on defense. That's just my two cents. And I'll go back on mute now.
Okay. Bob, while we've got Andy muted there, so after watching this Penn State team, specifically, let's go with the offense.
Yeah.
We saw them against Indiana. They did seem to move the ball a bit. Against Ohio State, really struggled, especially in the first half. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for differently in concepts for this team going into the third game?
Yeah, so Andy mentioned how bad Maryland is against the run. When you think about Penn State's offense in the first half of each game, other than the opening drive at Indiana, they just haven't started fast. They haven't. They got, I think, two field goals against Ohio State, one on a 50-yard kick by Jordan Stout after a play that I think Ohio State messed up. They probably should have only had 3 points. And then, you know, they didn't do anything after the opening drive at Indiana. Sean Clifford really hurt them with those two interceptions that led to 10 Indiana points. For me, look, they got to start fast, and they got to finish drives, and they got to have some balance. I think it's a little bit easier said than done. But I've been thinking a lot about this. I we talk about not having Journey Brown, and it's big, but boy, when they lost Noah Cain, I think they lost more than I think we really realized at the time, because we thought, okay, they have Devin Ford, they have these young guys that they really like, but Noah Cain was really good at a couple of things, and those things are clearly missing in the run game now. I think Penn State will run the ball, but we were talking about the inside run and taking pressure off the rest of the offense, maybe on second down or when it's third and one or third and two, trusting the fact that if you give the ball to Noah Cain, you know, 80% of the time, he's going to find a way to get those yards. When you don't have that threat, it really kind of hamstrings your offense. I expect Penn State to control this game, but I think it might take them a little while longer to get control of it just because I don't know how quickly these run game issues are going to go away.
Andy, we talked about Maryland being able to put up some points with Tua's brother at quarterback. Penn State's defense has not been all that through these first two games. Do you see anything different? I mean, we're not seeing all that pressure from the defensive ends that we thought we would see. The DBs are struggling again. Players or receivers on the opponent are running free. Do you see anything different coming on defense?
Well, they were pretty good, you know, up until late in the Indiana game. They were a bit of a train wreck defensively without at the linebacker position in particular, because Jesse Luketa couldn't play because of the targeting call. I mean, that gap was bigger than I thought without him on the field. I don't think you use Ohio State as a measuring stick because Justin Fields is just, you know, he's like a torture chamber for a defensive back. And in terms of how he mind games you and then uses his elite physical talents just to torture you and pick you apart. I thought Joey Porter Jr. played pretty good. But overall defensively, I'm not seeing any pressure off the edge. I mean, I think their best defensive lineman through two games is Antonio Shelton. Their linebacker, they miss Micah, but they're also like they're running around and not very disciplined and good in their spaces. And you know, please don't put Lamont Wade in coverage. I mean, I like him and he does good stuff, but please don't put him in 1-on-1 coverage because he's getting beat, you know, 3 or 4 out of every 5 times. So, but I think their defense will find a little bit more footing against Maryland. You can't give Tua's younger brother time and let him sort of get comfortable because he's dual threat, right? And okay. If he's comfortable.
Yep. Okay, Andy, I got to interrupt you, Andy, because we got to get to predictions here. So I want to give Bob a chance, and then we'll get to you, Andy, for your prediction and bold prediction. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, 41-20 Penn State. I think the total is about right. They're going to have to grind this team down. I don't think it'll be easy, and I think Maryland will get some points. 41-20, but a step in the right direction for Penn State.
All right, Andy, it's a 24.5 point spread. What do you got, and what do you got for a bold prediction?
Penn State 45, Maryland 17. My bold prediction, Penn State has 2 rushing touchdowns covering 40 or more yards.
Wow, that is very bold, very bold. All right, guys, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next week.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.